any time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsin Hay Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Dunsin Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, our Father and Maker, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we come just as we are, confessing all our sins and iniquities. Father, please have mercy, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, soul, and body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we place demand upon grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, we ask you to lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our business for the day, all our engagement, we commit to your able hands, Lord. Father, please bless and prosper the ones that are not against all your plans and purposes for our lives these days in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Kindly join me in the book of Proverbs 26 verse 2, where we read yesterday, as I still continue this morning. Proverbs chapter number 26 verse number 2, just very short verse. As the bird by wandering, as the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Hallelujah. This is episode number 11. Episode number 11 on the topic we are treating, the curses, or the curse, or curses. Yesterday I began to talk on how come the curse into man's life, how we can acquire curse, either ignorantly or while we know what we are doing as well. It doesn't matter, but curse can come to man's life. I've mentioned few points yesterday. At least I mentioned some points going to like 14 or more than that yesterday. And I did stop at, you know, those who scam. So, yeah, that is number 17. Yeah, I stopped at number 17 yesterday, which is scamming. Those who dupe, the internet dupers, should know that there is a curse on them already. Another point this morning is all ill-gotten wealth attract curse. All ill-gotten wealth, not scamming alone. If you have stolen, if you use false balance, whatever he gotten means, he gotten worse, whatever means you have gotten your worth, when it is not through hard work, not through God's blessing, not through man blessing, I'm telling you, there is a curse of God on it. Another point this morning is teaching people rebellions against God, teaching how to rebellion, how to rebel against God, to be rebellious against God, then you are under the curse of God. You can read Jeremiah 28 verse 16 and 17. You see it yourself. When you are they are preaching, because don't mind them. Don't mind that. Is that you know how to discourage people from listening to the gospel, the word of God. Congratulations, you can continue and be doing it. Bribery, when you are the one that take bribe or you give bribe, there is a curse awaiting. And fortune tellings and necromancy also attract curse. You can read Leviticus chapter 20 verse 27. Yes, fortune telling. When you are the one that you are a fortune teller and you are a necromancer, there is a curse of God upon you. What of dumping innocent babies? They call it unwanted babies. When I used to tell people, when you know you don't want baby, why do you go for sex? Why do you have sex? Why do you marry? Dumping innocent baby. They will drop. You give birth and you hide when you are pregnant. And you give birth and you throw the child away. As if nothing has happened. You throw a whole human being like you away. Into the bin, to the dustbin, where dog will eat. Or where pig can eat it. Imagine. Very heartless, you know, behaviors. Why will God not curse you? Why will God not curse you? The curse of God is upon those who do such. And killing by witchcraft or other spiritual means attracts curse as well. The Bible says, suffer no wench to live. So the curse of God is upon you if you are a wench already. And abortion. In this place, I will talk small. Abortion of any type of pregnancy, a day old pregnancy, 2 weeks pregnancy, 1 week pregnancy, an hour pregnancy of any type, you are as good as hired killer. I told you, read Deuteronomy 27 verse 25 if you are involved in that. And you can also read, you know, Exodus 21, 22 and 23, 21 verse 22 and 23. If you are the type, either you are the doctor or the lady or the man that impregnated that woman, and you say she should go and abort, three of you are nothing but murderer. All the doctors, all the pharmacists, all the chemists that sell abortion drugs, all of you are in this category. You are murderer, you are killer, you are a higher assassin. That is whom you are. You have been hired to kill. As a doctor, as a pharmacist, as a chemist. Yes, you have been hired to kill the image of God. The curse of God is upon you. The anger of God is over your life as a doctor. Don't tell me it's your profession. God doesn't ask you to come and live to kill. God didn't spare you to live in order for you to kill others, to take life, to steal life out of others. Right from the blood. Your hands are so full of blood. The curse of God is upon you. The curse of the nature is upon you. Because if your own parents have done the same thing to you, you won't be having the chance of living to become a doctor. You will not be have a chance of living to become a man who can impregnate. You will not have the chance to grow and become a lady who can actually, you know, conceive. If they have done that to you. So why are you doing it to innocent people, innocent children? Both the doctors and the pregnancy carrier or those who donated it, you are all under the curse of God for doing such. Another point this morning is taking belongings of the dead or accident victims. Those who are victim of accident, you rush to the scene of accident. The best thing you are picking their phones, you are picking their gadgets, you are picking the money that, you know, scatter all over the place. You are under a curse. That is the truth. If you have ever done that before, you are under a curse. Picking the belongings of accident victims place you under a curse. Another point I'm talking about this morning is not giving to the poor you have. You don't give to the poor. They are begging. You chase them like dogs. Meanwhile, at home, you waste food. You throw clothes away. You burn clothes. You throw them to trash can. And there are some people on your street begging, and you close your eyes against them. Read Proverbs 28:27. Proverbs 28 verse 27, you will see how God frowned at it. God is not smiling at you doing that. Another thing I'm talking about this morning is purchasing of, stolen items. When you purchase stolen items, you never can tell where they have picked those items from. Some of them were picked from the rightful owner, and the person is in pain, raining curses upon those who do that, and you are using it. So the curse will locate you. So that is one of the reasons why I don't buy used things like that, because you will never tell how did they get this thing. You never can tell how did they get it. Many of them were picked at the accident scene. Can you see? Some people are dying, gasping for life in the pool of blood, and all you could do is to pick their valuables, to pick their things. You are under curse already. You are under the curse. So, another point this morning is purchasing accursed items. There are some items that are cursed. When you purchase them, you automatically come under curse as well. Another point this morning is all the ritual killers. You kidnap people to perform ritual. You are under a curse. Leviticus 20 verse 2 tells us you are under a curse of God. Another point I'm talking about this morning is when you are land accusation by bloodshed. When you are the type, you are land grabbers. Yes. No much land in the city to sell now. So you are very good at grabbing people's land. The land they have rightly paid for before. You grab it and you sell to another person. And when he dare to rear up or to raise the issue against you, you send your boys to kill that man. Congratulations. You are under heavy curse. Blood shedding blood of innocent, either through abortion or whatever means you use, God is not smiling at it. Read your Bible very well. The Bible says if somebody was murdered, even at the border of two towns or two cities, and they don't know who murdered them, the people from the both sides, the elders, must come together, and they will measure it, which of these two cities or towns or villages is most nearer to this event, to this incident rather. When they determine that, those people will pay for what they know nothing about. How much more of you? How much more of you? Willfully, purposefully terminate innocent lives. If those who doesn't know how innocent dies in their territory are to pay for it, you will pay for it. Your generation unborn will pay for every bloodshed, either through abortion or whatever means you have shed on earth, especially those of you ritual killers. You don't have the fear of God. Land grabbers, you don't have the fear of God. You don't have the fear of God. That is terrible enough. Very, very terrible. Very, very terrible. Bow down your head. I'm sorry, I can't finish it in this second episode as well. God willing, tomorrow I will talk on the all sort of sexual uncleanness and the curses they attract. All forms of sexual uncleanness, sexual immoralities. Bow down your head, talk to God. If I fall within any of these points I've been making since yesterday, all you need is genuine repentance. Genuine repentance. Just ask God to forgive you for that which you have done. You have aborted not once, not twice, not three times. The other day, a lady was saying that she has aborted for a man 5 times. Another says 6 times. Imagine. And now the man said he cannot marry. Who will marry when you are so foolish? You have killed every good thing that God gives to you in life. Those who are supposed to give you joy tomorrow, now you are in sorrow. You are running up and down that, hey, you can't leave me. He has left you. There is nothing you can do. You are the stupid one that you allow yourself to be killing the unborn children that God has given to you. Talk to God. Father, forgive me, please. Have mercy. I've aborted. Have mercy. I've stolen, in the accident scene before. Yes, I've taken people who are victim of accidents. I have oppressed people in the past. I've done this. You talk to God. Talk to God. Lord, please have mercy on me. Forgive me of every ungotten, or every unrighteous word I've gotten. Father, please have mercy. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me. Have mercy. Show me mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through +233 552 482 187 or +233 202 749 915. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.